to help us with this session.
Greetings, beloveds. I am honored to be here with you this evening. We come as a collective consciousness. And when I say we, I mean myself, Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and Archangel Uriel. And we merge with you in this collective consciousness. For truly, we are unified. So please, let's talk about how you have experienced yourself in this Merkaba field. Were you able to maintain that 100% field of light? Were you able to activate that field of light daily? And are there any questions around this that you would like to discuss? So please, let's have a discussion.
Okay, don't be shy. Who's going to be first? Okay, you're on with Michael.
Hello.
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 Matteo speaking.
Hello, Matteo.
Hi. Well, I was waiting for someone that's more able to express with the English words the feelings that I'm experiencing. But because nobody started, I'm going to start. And for sure, I can describe what I'm feeling as something that stepped up. The energy field, the energy around me is lighter and it's fresh. I can describe that. So I know it's like I put from the third gear to the fourth, and he's there all the time now. Sometimes I have a feeling of being the world, I'm now the world, and the people around me and the situation are very distant, so I feel like I'm isolated, but not too bad now. Present time, I feel myself, I don't have many thoughts, and when I have, I can go back to the, I use the higher mind, present, focus, and center all the time, going back. And the third question, and the fourth question, and the first question, it's pretty simple. When you describe the Merkaba as elegant, I see the geometry as male, and can you explain a little more what does it mean be elegant? Is a feeling or a thought? Because I'm curious to understand, or that's my what I have to say. Thank you very much. Have a nice evening.
When we use the term elegant, we mean that it is so beautiful. It is such a beautiful expression of each individual who is shining fully in their light bodies at that 100 percentile rate.
Mm-hmm.
It's beyond beautiful, quite refined, and quite luminous. And we stand in awe of what this group has been able to alter within themselves individually as well as collectively. So it is quite beautiful to see at that individual level of each one of you, as well as the collective level of the entire group. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you very much.
You are so welcome. And on a personal note, dear Matteo, you have come a long way in this past 6 months. And we want to tell you that so you continue to have confidence.
Yeah, I see it. So thank you for confirming what I see.
You are very welcome. Blessings, dear one.
Good night.
Okay, who's next on with Michael?
Hello? Can you hear me? This is Randy.
Yes, Randy.
Okay, I didn't know if I was on or not. Hello. I guess I'll go and say that The energies are feeling very strong, and I've been able to hold the energy most. In particular, sometimes, especially when I go to work, work world, it's like I've got to sometimes slow it down or modulate the field to be more grounded because my head can get really almost spinning with energy. So I have to slow it down and ground myself. And I would say the last 4 or 5 days, especially over the weekend, the energies were so strong that it was all I could do to sort of stay conscious almost. And I kept trying to slow the energy field and ground, and it would help somewhat, but it was quite strong. It's better now. I'm doing better now. And I guess the last comment I would make is that things seem kind of stirred up around me with people around me, and I'm thinking there could be some connection with just the energies we're putting out. So I guess that's kind of what I'm noticing.
Yes, you are absolutely right. You are. It is taking time to integrate the energies that you have begun to emanate. Your consciousness is well able to integrate these light frequencies, but your body is still having a little difficulty. So when you can, rest often so that this integration can fully take place and you will not feel as tired or having to ground, the need to have to ground yourself all the time. This integration is taking a little while because the energy, the frequencies of light are such that the body is not accustomed to having that type of light frequency continually activated. Also, the fact that it stirs up a lot of things in people around you, that just tells you that you are emanating these vast frequencies of light. It's like when you first started activating the Merkaba field. It stirred up a lot of anomalies that needed to come to the surface for you to see exactly what they were and begin to alter how you navigate your life. So, too, those who are around you in closeness to you, family, close friends, that type of individual, will feel, some of them unconsciously, these light frequencies. And it will drudge up some things that it is time for them to alter within themselves. And believe it or not, this will occur. Whether you are aware of it or not, they will begin to make changes just because of the frequencies that are emanating from you.
Very interesting. Wonderful.
Thank you for your comment.
Thank you.
You're next on with Michael.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, hello. You're on.
Hi, this is Vera.
Hello, Vera.
I'm very in awe of what a collective consciousness actually means. I feel personally I've been taking a quantum leap in all the levels of physicality, it seems. Back to basics in some sense, like looking at my mineral levels in the body and doing checkups on the physicality. And that was very interesting. And I also had a journey in my inner landscape with some anomalies. And one big chunk I managed to transmute or breathe life into, and that has been not being accepted. And that's thanks to you that I was kind of coming into that first call you had before the conference in Art Council, and that was such a beautiful gift for me. And also, I felt I'm not so much in linear time. It's like I can discern me as a being in the physicality in my body, and also in as a multidimensional being. And I'm slowly seating myself inside. I'm taking it very slow. I also can feel soul much more, I think, and it seems a huge clearing of some kind of gridlocks I felt since you were working in Art Council. I don't know if that's correct, but
that is correct. Absolutely.
And yesterday I felt, I noticed the Merkaba also lit up when I'm aligned. And when I began mastering alchemy, I always started with not a prayer, but a thankful, and I called in God and the masters. And then I forgot to do that for months, and I began again. And I start myself with that invocation, in a sense, and from there I find the alignment to handle a lot in my life that's coming in. And I'm also loving myself more. I don't care if it's if I'm distorted a bit or if I'm misaligned. I can just breathe and stop and bring it into my heart, and it's a wonderful feeling.
Wonderful.
Yes. But that a huge clearing of some kind of ancient locks. So if you would like to comment on that, I would be very thankful. Thank you.
Yes. Well, first of all, it has to do with those time locks that have been opened at the conference, which enabled the collective that gathered to retrieve certain light templates that have a lot to do with you navigating earthly experience in that fifth dimension, where there is love and acceptance of self. And so a lot of these old patterns are being removed because of the retrieval of these light templates. And we will go into that a little further in tonight's discussion. So thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
You're next on with Michael. Hello.
Yes, it's always me, Matteo. I just want to ask you, it seems that now in my morning meditation, there's nothing that, you know, the spinning of the octahedron, I'm bringing from 75 to 100%. So there's anything that you can suggest? Because it feels like there's something new I would like to do, or more than what I used to do in this couple of months. So if you have any suggestion how to start the day with...
You just start the day by commanding your Merkaba vehicle to begin at 100% light. It's not necessarily to activate it at 50 and then 75. Where you are now, you are quite capable of holding your Merkaba spin at 100% light, which means the speed of light, and that you are emanating light 100%. And this is where it's important that you hold that Merkaba field at that 100% rate, so that as you begin to work with these templates that we will be talking about this evening and stabilizing fifth dimension in the world of form, that you do so from that space. And you are doing it very well. So there is nothing that you need to improve on as far as the activation of your Merkaba field.
Okay.
Do you understand? Okay?
Clear. Thank you. Have a good night.
You are welcome.
You're next on with Michael.
Greetings, Archangel Michael. I was not at the conference, and so I'm eager to learn what everyone was learning and doing there. But I did activate my Merkaba every day, and it was easier and easier to go just right. You were just talking about to activate the 100% right away instead of. And I had I remember that we were supposed to also watch the DNA, the personal DNA, which were related to some of our anomalies. And I discovered today, actually, something by listening to the previous lesson, something about commanding the energy. And I have realized that when I'm creating, like, the consciousness, at least I know it better. I don't have, like, I believe I'm commanding it. However, with the creating physically, I have noticed today that I was, like, questioning my decisions. And then I saw that it seems like it's a victim consciousness when I do that. Why am I doing it? Why am I not just commanding it also?
Oh.
Commanding it. Perhaps noticed with,
that's good.
With creating physically that I need to be commanding it also instead of questioning my decision. And when I did that, when I realized that, it was easy, something changed in my consciousness. And it was easy for me to have no doubt about also creating physically because I was not aware of that I was having doubt about my choices and outcomes
of my creations and the physical creations. Would like, you know, if you have some comment on it.
Well, a lot is happening. And when you are able to maintain that 100% speed of light and be 100% light, all of those fragments that were in the DNA through the lineage, thoughts, emotions, and that type of thing begin to change. And this is what you are seeing, that you no longer have those restrictive thoughts or feelings because of the work that you are doing and the vibrations that you are carrying. So wonderful that you are noticing. Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Well, Michael, I think that was the last question for the evening, so thank you very much for spending the time with us. And
I would just like to commend each and every one of you for the tremendous job that you have done in the last 60 days of your time. What you have accomplished is a massive change in your ability to hold more refined frequencies of light and to hold the light that you are very stably and transmit it out into the world. You are such beautiful beings. You are not called to do anything but just be in that magnificent expression of pure light. This speaks volumes for you in your capabilities to alter the denseness of your being. We are delighted for you, and we thank you for participating in our collective consciousness, for you serve the world in ways that you have yet to discover. Blessings, beloveds, blessings.